What do you do when you don't know what you're supposed to be doing next? Hi, welcome to another perplexing question here on Business Mindset Mastery. We certainly do get them sometimes, don't we, my friends? I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we have a question where the quote that I use all the time was just tossed back my way for a little more unpacking, and I am rising to the challenge. We don't get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do. We get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do next. It comes courtesy of Matthew Kimberly. He's a sales coach based in the UK. I heard him drop that truth bomb in a podcast one day, and I've been repeating it ever since. So today's listener wants me to unpack it, go a little bit deeper, and really target what do we do when we don't know what's next? So here's the question. Heather, how do you dial in and focus on what the one thing is that you need to do next? That Heather reminder that we don't get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do. We get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do next to move our business forward. As an example, I've got a website that needs redoing, but I'd also like a logo before I do that. And I'm trying to build my list and think that the website might be helpful for that. And I could go on and on and on. Okay, so first, deep breath. Making businesses look pretty is important, but it is not the most important thing to do when you're just starting out. I'm familiar with the letter writer of this question, and I know that her business is brand spanking new. So what I often tell new business owners when you're just out of the gate, you're just starting to assert yourself as an authority, is that if you are going to focus on the website, if you are going to focus on making your business pretty, then you also need to pair it with search engine optimization strategy. So a website, just to have something up there for people to find, it's a little bit like puffing up, right? Is that it would be the link that people who already meet you would be able to direct them to. So if you're looking for that, then yeah, fine. If you're looking for a place to generate and send where we would call warm leads, people who are already kind of getting to know you in your space from this, that, and the other thing, and you want to be able to direct them to ways of learning more about you, especially ways of working with you, then yes, you want to direct them to a website. But if you are looking for cold leads, then placing all of your time and emphasis on a website and especially on a logo is not a good use of your time until your business is making money, because you need to be focusing if you're going to be trying to get cold leads and turn cold leads into clients and consumers, then you need to really, really dial in your search engine optimization, and you really need to get focused on what your keywords are for your business in order to get any prayer or hope of cold leads becoming clients. So you want to think about the short-term game and the long game. And for me, when businesses are just starting out, I understand the need to make the business look pretty. I was one of those people who needed to make the business look pretty. So I developed a smart, sassy, sexy website. You can see it over at choosetohaveitall.com. And if you look at it now in November of 2018, because I do have plans of revamping it, you will see an illustration of the mistake I'm talking about. If you go to that website and you look at the homepage and you look at the About Me page and you look at some of the Work With Me page, there's nothing current on there. That is the puffed up version of me that you see from like 2 years ago when I started online and I closed my brick and mortar private therapy practice and I wanted something to look good. So the website design looks awesome. I invested in that. I hired somebody to do it for me. But if you look at the copy currently, because it is my goal in the next couple of months to update it and have it more reflective of who I am, what I do, and how I serve today, you will see the 2-year-old version of me, not the current version. And that's what happens when people focus on their website and on their packaging before they're really clear on who they are, what they do, and how they serve. You will see the online newbie in me in that space. I hadn't quite worked out that my sweet spot and my zone of genius was for established business owners because I was new. I thought, and I had already had a successful brick and mortar, I thought it would be good to market to people who are also new at business. But what I've learned is that while I'm good at helping those folks, I'm exceptional at helping established business owners. And you don't see that anywhere in the website. There's some work with me packages, but they don't even include my coaching on demand program that I offer. So it's not updated. And at the time, I can tell you that I was psyched to have a really slick, sassy logo. And I can tell you that I loved having one of those sites that makes people drool. But I can also tell you that it's not representative of anything current. And so I wouldn't want you spending time on your website, on your logo, on your copy until you are crystal clear about who you are, what you do, and how you serve, so that the copy can stay, you know, can stay current for a minute or two. If not, you're just going to find yourself in that position that I'm at, having to change it, having to update it. And you would rather just like kind of get at it coming out of the gate. You can always do a simple, you know, sort of one page landing page to direct people to call you or to email you or to offer quick services or something. But, you know, so much about the website these days, it really does become this puffed up version of ourselves so that we can feel legitimate. And what I really want people and new business owners to be focusing on is how to act with legitimacy, how to put yourself out there, how to get in front of your target market, how to talk to them, how to engage in market research, how to say, I have this piece of content for you. I have this offering for you. This is what I do. This is how I serve. What do you think? What are your questions? And really engage so that you can really come to know your audience. And you can't do that by them coming to your website. You can do that by what you asked the second part, the email list building, the idea that you want to create some sort of way to stay in touch with people who learn about you, who find out about you, and direct them to where you are. If I were you, and again, I have the cheat sheet here because I know the person who sent in this question, I would not be focusing on your website right now. I would not be focusing on your about page. I would be focusing on visibility. I would be letting every single sort of source that is familiar with your target market, any magazines out there that speak to your target market, any online, you know, magazines that speak to your target market, any podcasts that speak to your target market, and I would be pitching yourself like crazy. Not to be confused with bitching yourself like crazy, right? There is a P in front of that word. But I would be getting out there and pitching them, telling them what you do, how you offer, what you could help their listenership or their readership with. And I would be getting out there. And then when you get out there, I would have something readily available, a quick checklist, a quick freebie, a quick how-to that you could direct people to find you so they can get on your email list and you can start to build a relationship on your own land immediately. So working on that email list is a really good target, you know, sort of targeted task for new business owners. But the other thing I want to make sure you're doing in tandem with that is cash generating activities, making sure you're getting in front of target market people, reaching out, letting them know about who you are, what you do, how you serve, what your offers are, and make sure you're selling. So often, and I made this mistake, I'm speaking to you today from like total experience. So often we think we have to have all the things done before we ask for the sale. And all we end up doing with that is we just train our sort of community members and followers and people who get to know us. We're training them not to buy for us. We're training them to just consume our free content. And I mean, that's happened to me on this show. People listening know who you are. You're the people who are going to listen to my show, and you're never, you know, going to buy from me, even if you do get stuck in a mindset wobble, even if you do have a moment of suffering. It's, you know, because that's what the podcast industry in some ways has created. I absolutely have a good portion of my, you know, listenership that reach out to me with questions for the show to offer content. content. I have another portion of listeners who reach out to me to work with me. It does serve as a really successful marketing leg of my business, but it also too invites people to just keep consuming content for free without ever purchasing. And when you do that on your website, you're not getting anything. You're not getting anything back for it. Your business isn't building, but also too, you don't get the market research. You don't get to hear what people are struggling with, and you don't grow. So what I would really want you to be doing is focusing on visibility and focusing on asking for the sale, because as a new business owner, that's what you need to be doing, so you can figure out for yourself if this thing that you want to do and the way you want to do it actually works for you. Because if you look at my current website right now, you can see that I'm speaking to a mishmash of people. I wasn't really clear on who my targeted ideal client is. Now I know that it's an established business owner who's been in business for a year or two, but finding themselves struggling with bossing their business and finding themselves like in a moment of stuck and getting in their own way that's impeding their ability to grow. But I didn't know that 2 years ago, so you don't see that anywhere reflected. You hear me talk about it all the time on the show because the show is current. The show is in regular present day, so I can talk directly to the people I want to connect with. So you want to make sure that that's what you're doing. As you build the business, then you hopefully will be able to scale a little bit, earn some revenue, and then you can focus on the sassy, sexy website. Then you can focus on, you know, more bells and whistles. But right now you need to focus on visibility, and you do want to get that email list, but you want to keep it simple. You don't want to be creating something that's going to take forever to start, that you're going to have to like work on for 3 months before you can launch. Because you have to see what it feels like to be doing the thing. And then once you're solid, once you know who you are, what you do, and how you serve in the current day, it doesn't mean you don't have permission to ever change again. It doesn't mean that you can't pivot or move or shift, but it does decrease the likelihood that you'll have to do it right away. Because right now I am so dialed in that I know I am, like, in this podcast is the reason for it. I know that my superpower is dialing in on, you know, people's struggles where they are right now and sort of offering them direct immediate advice to get them out of their way and on with their life in a way that's like really focused and specific to them. That's why I have my coaching on demand, you know, program. But I didn't know that 2 years ago, which is why it isn't on the website 2 years ago, because all I knew 2 years ago was I didn't want to be doing what I was currently doing, and I needed to run away from it, and I needed to burn it all down and start over. So I want you, as you're focusing on what's next, to really look at where you are in the process, how clear you are on your identity, what you need to be doing, and then you can focus. And the thing that I always tell people anytime they ask me this question, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. You want to make sure you're doing a cash generating activity consistently. I prefer asking for the sale every day in some way, shape, or form, letting people know that you exist, that they can buy from you, and what your offer is. I like the idea of community building and getting to know people for market research, particularly for those new business owners who are just starting out. And then I like the maintenance tasks so that people don't get overwhelmed, that you have a schedule and a system so that when you get busy, when you're getting more clients than you currently have, you have a system for accommodating them. Because my friend, that's the other mistake I made. I did not set up systems for intake or for follow through or email sequences or any of that when I was, you know, when I was empty and I didn't have any clients. I just said I would do it later. And then what ended up happening is I had all these clients and I had no time to do those tasks. And that's how I got overwhelmed. So if you can keep it simple with visibility, simple sales, and then working on systematizing, wow, that all kind of goes together rather well, doesn't it? It sets you up for success. And it allows you to be consistent because you're not focusing on 50 million different things. You're just focusing on the business building skills, the things that are going to build your audience, build the number of people you're speaking to, and then build your sales. And that ultimately, at the end of the day, is what makes this a business and not a hobby. Thanks so much for reaching out to me. I know you're a repeat listener, so thanks for filling my queue with questions. And I hope it helps, too, that since I knew what you were about and what you were doing, that you were able to get a more specific response to your question. So thank you so much for today. If you guys are getting value from this show, if you think anyone else needs to know about it, I really do need your help in sharing and getting the word out about what I'm doing on this show. I think it's really important. I really believe in it, but I need your help in getting the message out. So if you haven't already, please do leave a review, but also please go to your own social media networks, your own group of friends, other business owners you know, and let them know that this is a show that's helping you and that maybe it can help them too. And I can increase my impact that I'm making and allow people the ability to get out of their own way and on with the lives and the businesses they want. Thank you very, very much for today. Thank you to all the people who are sending in the questions. The best pod comes from the best questions. Please do keep them coming. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.